This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Can I say something?
Not
I
what
hope,
you just said.
I hope so, because I think me and you have stronger opinions on that than anything.
No, not on that. I gotta tell you.
We've been following the Supreme Court cases today. Let's just say that.
It's a big C-SPAN day.
We're moving on here, folks. We are moving on.
Get cameras in the courtroom already.
I will be critical of a lot of things that go on. There's a couple things I just won't do. I won't encourage you to not buy a ticket, and I won't encourage people to be fired. It's just like, we had Kevin in here, and I met JB Bickerstaff once, and we had Steven Vogt in here. I'm like, why would I ever call for these guys to be fired? Would I be happy if they called for me to be fired? No. The other thing is that, man, I got to tell you, my cousin.
I would love it if a coach wanted one of us fired right now. The next month of radio would be amazing.
There was one in the past, but that's a different story. Not like anybody couldn't guess. I got to tell you, my cousin on a lark took his kid up, and they sat in the 200s, and the reason he went up, Tone, is because of your ticket report.
What?
Of the Market Watch.
What happened?
That said that tickets were so cheap, and he goes, well, I mean, if tickets are so cheap, I'll just take up my son and we'll go up there. And ended up, got a Donovan Mitchell jersey, got the Donovan Mitchell jersey signed in the pregame because they do all that. I go,
how did he get that?
I swear on my kid, there was, because I took a pic, I sent a picture out there, and I said, you know what? Say what you want to. The people over there at the field house, they're first class, which are some people going, you didn't text anybody. I go, there's nobody for me to text. They don't like me over there. The other places, they like me. They don't like me at that building.
Oh,
so
on.
I can't text anybody over there.
You're loved everywhere.
Okay. Well, there's one place in Gateway I'm not liked, and it's that building. I didn't text anybody. I don't know anybody to text. I don't have any numbers. If I were to text anybody for any sort of a favor, I got to be honest, I'd just text you and ask you to ask for any sort of a favor. This, and by the way, not all Carmens are related to each other. So my cousin went up, took his son, ended up getting, a Donovan Mitchell signed jersey. He bought the jersey. Then they went down there and got it signed, because there's a lot of fan events before, even before a playoff game. It was all great. And then they saw a win. I go, I've never even been to a playoff game.
Oh, there's nothing. There's nothing like it. It is amazing. And yes, I know Daryl was talking about how it's a lot louder. They jack up all the sound. Oh, and you would know more about that.
I know a lot about it.
I know that can be a lot for some people, but if you are into it and you are ready to have a party, that had to be an amazing experience. Especially you've been waiting all these years for that opportunity. I know they won one home game last year, right? Game two
last year
against the Knicks. So you got to cherish these. So it's not a ton of them.
Do we want to do another Market Watch then?
We can do it, yes.
My mission is simple: to make you money. I'm here to level the playing field for all investors. There's always a bull market somewhere, and I promise to help you find it. Mad Money starts now.
I think after the fees, get in price, Kenny, $43.
That's after fees?
That's after the fees.
Yeah. Pretty good.
I do see one courtside. No, row two can be yours, $1,094.
All right, that's not bad.
Oh, on the other side, $5,000.
Wait a minute.
Get $5,300 for their courtside
$5,300 for courtside.
But that's right next to the announcers.
Surely you jest.
You are sitting right next to who's doing the game
TV
tonight? Kevin Calabro and who else? We had it in the
Brendan Haywood.
Hey,
former Cavalier.
Eastern Motors.
Is it going to be a Cavs homer?
Eastern Motors. Your job's your credit at Eastern Motors. Your job.
That was
Ford, Honda, Chevy, Beamer,
spend some time on
and
YouTube
Vinny
today.
Van, over 600 cars, trucks, SUVs. Are you listening, man?
Brendan Haywood, who played for the Cavs in the 2014-2015 season.
Get you in a car today. Let Eastern Motors finance it all away. All right, Mitch, please. Here we go.
All right, so we got this video this weekend of Browns quarterback Jameis Winston, who was on The Catch, a sport fishing championship pro-am between fishermen and NFL players. Now, Winston was out at sea in Fort Lauderdale, and two flopping fish came into the...
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Boat, and Winston decided to brush up on his post-NFL career skills in journalism. Here, take a listen to this.
Slip away, fish. You're not going nowhere. We got you on the boat right now. What do you have to say for yourself?
Well, we have it, folks. We just cut the line. We have two family members of the tuna.
If you were wondering, I asked the question, too. Why do fish flap when they're out the water? A wise friend told me that they're just simply trying to swim away. Well, fish, how does it work swimming in the air? They didn't really have a response. Sometimes no response is the best response at all.
You had to see the video to understand how insane this was.
I know. It's they're flopping around. He puts the mic to the fish. I don't know if any fish were harmed.
Are they supposed to throw the fish back, Kenny? You help me out here. When do they do that?
I believe you
bring them in to weigh them.
Well, they're
And you do not stuff lead weights into their belly.
Oh, well, you better not do that.
We need that other
voice. That right now.
We need that other voice on the air right now to explain what went down here.
So he puts the microphone up to the fish. Then he explains. There's other clips of him explaining how they're fishing. This is still a fun QB.
I feel like Jameis has been in our lives for 20 years, and then I look and he's 30 years old.
Yep.
There is so much content. What is going to be the next career for Jameis Winston?
Because it's going to be something in entertainment.
Or could he be out there talking in front of a clergy? I mean, I've seen him do that. I've seen him
everywhere. Well, he'd be part of a clergy.
Amazing. This guy.
In front of a congregation.
This guy is incredible in front of a mic at all times.
Yeah.
Didn't he perform a wedding ceremony the day that he signed to the Browns?
I think he did.
Or the day before?
Yeah, I think he did. This is just incredible. It is incredible. I'm glad Jameis Winston is here. I'm glad that the Cavs have game two tonight. I'm hoping that the Cavs win tonight. Yes, I am a Cavs fan, no matter what Lima wants to tell everybody. I do want the Cavs to win tonight. You win this game, it'd be nice, and then they got game three coming up, and that'll be probably the last cast for the Orlando Magic. And then if you win that game, then it's green grass and high tides until round two, and then we'll see who we play in round two. But what they do, they buy a little understanding.
Telling you, Magic, a little shell-shocked there early on. So I know they missed a bunch of free throws and they'll count on those going down, and some of those threes were down and out. I think you jump out to another lead today, that could be it for the series.
Really?
For the Magic.
Whole series?
That's how important it is to once again impose your will.
If we're going to do that, then we just got to.
Yeah.
See how easy that is? Where was that on Friday?
There you go.
You've got 216 Sticks celebrating 10 years, Kenny, at the games. The drummers... Could Red Panda make an appearance tonight?
You know, that Nick Barlage.
If you got enough money.
Would the tickets go up in value?
I'll tell you what. I take back what I said. That Nick Barlage guy's a nice guy. I bet he's okay with me.
He was on Friday.
There. Yeah.
With the Afternoon Boys.
But everybody else, I don't think they like me over there. Ahmad's my buddy.
Come on.
That's about it. Oh, there's a nice person. There's a nice usher named Diana. She's a very nice lady. That's three. All right. Or that, I can't call any favors
Vince
over there.
Carter is not one of those people.
Vince Carter, not...
No. No.
You know what? I maybe different now, because I learned my lesson. He knows I learned my lesson. He said, okay, you knock it off right now, and I knocked it off right then and there. All right, let's go Cavs tonight. All right, let's get it done. Who's joining us tomorrow there?
720, Danny Cunningham. 820, Sal Palantonio talking draft. And at 920, Austin Carr.
Ooh, oh, we got AC.
Tentatively.
All right, let's get a win tonight. Let's go. Make it 2-0. Let's get a win. For Big Country, for Mitch, for the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, for Jeff and his wonderful vacation where he was looking at the comic stuff. For the slippery wizard, Anthony Lima, I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Go Cavs.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.